So go forward a few years. During the war, there was a searchlight battery. Remember quite well, because there'd be a half a dozen or more of us from the Dell. We would be down the river and what have you, and we would walk up there, up Trot Mill Lane, because between the railway and the lane, there were all these tents where the soldiers were. And then there was two or three, like, Nissen huts, they used to call them, where it goes over the top like that, and yes. St Julian's Church, there used to be one behind that, and I often wondered whether that was one of those original ones, because I just remember that there was about 12 tents, and then a big sort of mess room for them, that, and another area where they were doing the cooking, obviously, you could see, because it was only a wire fence. Yeah. All the way down the lane. Then we come to the old bridge, which of course was only half the width as it now is. Yeah. It was just for the cows to go backward and forward. Yeah. We'd climb over then and come up top here and down round. I tell you, we used to go around this here, but as I say, I was never around this here about, but I spent an awful lot of time when I was young at school around here. So we used to go wanting to see a path go along here. But when the searchlight was here, where we used to go here, it went up that way a bit, obviously for security, I would imagine, because the searchlight was only just over here.
When you say over there,
that's Crane Avenue. Crane Avenue goes around like
in the crescent. Yeah,
it was further up this way to the join the other footpath, right. And that you weren't, because it was fenced off. There was a hedge here, the hedge coming up along here and down there. When I moved in here, there was still a great big hawthorn bush at the bottom of my garden there.
And there was a hedge.
Well, I got rid of that. Yeah, a hedge. You can't see it from down here.
No.
Just behind the big cherry tree there, there's a great big oak tree.
Are we in Mandeville Drive?
That's Mandeville.
That's Mandeville Drive. Yeah.
There's a big oak tree there, and where those greeneries are there, that's still our garden. That fir tree is in my garden. And that hawthorn tree that I had was part of that hedge that was, but when they built a lot of it, the bit between it all, but that one, that's how I remember how it was, because of that oak tree.
But the oak tree lined the footpath, didn't it?
Yeah.
The oak trees, because there's a line of oak trees down when to go to Holyrood Crescent from Mandeville Drive, aren't
there? Yeah. That's see, when we first, say it used to be, but when they fenced in the searchlight, the fence was over here somewhere. They'd moved it about 10 or 20 yards, I'd say, this way from it. And you could see the searchlight as you through the hedge and that. What I didn't know then, and it kills me every time I think about it, they had a sort of a headquarters hut thing there.
This is at the bottom of his garden.
Yeah.
The bottom of your garden.
It's obviously the communications and all that sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
The actual searchlight itself was a bit further over, more in towards Creighton. But of course, it's difficult to say now because it's so different. But when we moved in here, I could stand in my garden here and I could look into Andy Page's old airfield through between the gap between there and there. So
without that far, Page.
Yeah, but without those houses and flats that are down the bottom there now, their view must have been colossal.
Yes.